The Washington legislature will likely have to pump billions of new dollars into the state's public schools over the next 4 years to satisfy an order from the state Supreme Court. But one attorney involved in a landmark school funding case tells KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes that lawmakers are still dragging their feet.
It's been more than 2 years since Washington Supreme Court justices ruled the state's public schools were woefully underfunded in the landmark McCleary v. Washington case. The justices had asked the legislature to draw up a roadmap for increasing education funding by this week. But the lawyer for the winning plaintiffs in the McCleary case says the report lawmakers submitted is far from the complete plan the court ordered.
One, it's not satisfactory, and two, it's a bunch of malarkey.
Attorney Thomas Ahern says it's time for justices to up the ante, taking steps potentially as drastic as striking down the education funding laws altogether.
We've told you once, we've told you twice, this is now strike three, the third time you violated our order. Unless you comply with the order by the end of December 2014, we are going to strike down the school statutes because, as we told you before, they're unconstitutional.
A joint committee of lawmakers has been meeting outside of session to study the issue, and when they reconvene in January, that's when House Appropriations Committee Chair and Medina Democrat Ross Hunter says the real work of meeting the court's mandate can begin.
We're not going to get to agreement in this group. This group is not empowered to do that. The trick is, can we get 50 votes in the House and 25 in the Senate and the governor to agree in January when we're back in session.
But the legislature still doesn't agree on the level of funding they're aiming for. One estimate says lawmakers will need to increase education funding by $3.5 billion over its next two budgets to meet the McCleary mandate. Ahern says it could take twice that, or even more, to truly get the school funding level where it needs to be. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.